Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Whoa.
Y'all, we didn't even talk about the show. We didn't even have any pre-discussions.
Press Poodle, record, you bitch.
Poodle just said, press record. Oh, my God.
Whoa. I did not expect that. I did not expect that.
Love is blind.
Okay. I just,
y'all, this is Love is Blind, episode 10,
approaching the altar and also getting on it for some
getting
people.
Getting on it.
So you've watched the show by now. You've watched the episode by now.
I'm lightheaded.
We do find out the results of one of the weddings. It's weird that we called them the results of one of the weddings.
It is. It does feel like we're giving them their score on Dancing with the Brides.
But somehow Dancing with the Stars is more high stakes in a way and less confusing.
Except for when Tyra's off her meds.
I still question. Yes, my heart does beat. My heart tightens in my chest when they're doing what I referred to in my notes as the contractually obligated network vows.
Do you
affirm that love is blind?
That love is blind.
You met each other sight unseen. I wonder what that's like having to sign it saying you will say these vows that you're on your wedding day.
I don't know why they don't have the Lachaise do the wedding.
I don't think they're ordained.
The Universalist Life Church. I think they could get a sponsorship. I think the Lachaise should do it.
Maybe it's just me. That might take a wee little bit of credibility out of the show. Not like it has any to begin with.
No, but I think what I wish they would do, and I think they could do in other seasons, is... Why I wish they had Vanessa Lachey there with the brides.
That now that is
Nick
true.
Lachey after because
in
Raven's case, SK's own mother had to be the person to go talk to Raven because there wasn't a lot of people close to her for
Vanessa
her to speak
Lachey
to.
Would have been a good.
She would have been a good guide for this. Sorry, just a suggestion. Netflix.
I think the ministers that they've gotten in the past there's quite a gallery of them. I really don't believe that Bartice's and Nancy's minister was a real minister.
No,
I think he was a football player.
it's somebody they got from like Deep Ellum.
I don't believe that's a real minister.
I liked SK and Ravens.
Yeah. Should we just do this, y'all? Let's just say this. Let's just get this out the right way. The Raven and SK had their wedding, and SK said no.
SK said no.
And Raven said
she was going to say yes. Raven said she was going to say yes. Talk about a flip. I don't even know where to, I feel like I don't even want to talk about a fucking bachelor party and bachelorette party because I just want to talk about this wedding. But that chronologically, those things all happen first in the show.
Yeah. Let's just announce that, and now we'll talk about The Bachelor. I'm honestly so overwhelmed.
I'm so overwhelmed right now. I don't know where to go with this.
Y'all, this is us. Meet us where we are. Meet us where we are right now. Okay. Stop complaining. Oh, queens, get into it. No, meet us where we are. We've just watched this. Y'all are just as upset as we are about this. Oh. I don't even know if I'm upset, really. I would like to say it does not match my absolute revulsion that happened at the end of last season, because these two, the Raven and SK, I find the lowest stakes of all of them.
You know what? I feel like let's talk about the weddings first, because The Bachelor and The Bachelorette Party honestly was more lead up for the other couples in the finale.
Yeah.
Like Raven and SK didn't really say much in The Bachelorette parties.
All right. Let's talk
about
the wedding.
Raven talked about the fish. And then Bartice and Nancy, they talked a little bit, but it really was a lot of Colleen and Zenab and Cole. So I just need to talk about this wedding.
Yeah, this is kind of two episodes.
Thank you.
It's kind of one episode that prefigures next week's episode that's airing on the 9th. The finale, y'all. So this season will have 11 episodes and most probably a reunion.
I'm so overwhelmed. I just hit my mic in the face. I just went.
I know, boom. You're flailing.
I am. I think next season when we do this, I think we should watch the half of the Bachelor and Bachelorette parties and then stop and then record that and then get everything out of the way before we record the weddings. Because once the weddings happen, it's just too much.
I know. It's like I've seen that 10-inch dick before we went out to dinner.
Yeah.
I can't even think about ordering lasagna. I'm not even eating.
You're like, who wants beef bolognese when you're going to have the penis all the ways?
That was sophomoric, but I enjoyed it. That's like all of our reviews for the show. It's trashy, but I enjoy it.
But I enjoy it.
Let's just talk about
on my fan. I'm hot.
Okay, great. Anyway, y'all, this wedding. I think the only thing we really found out about these two that we did not know is SK's actual real first name, Sikiru.
Sikiru, it's pretty
Sikiru. Sikiru. Am I spelling it right? Sikiru. Is it with an I or is it with
I never
two
wrote
U's?
It down.
Oh, great.
So
I don't want to butcher his name, but Sikiru. I think it's Sikiru. I think I just spelled it wrong.
I don't care. He said no. Why are we talking about this?
Now, y'all know we've both been very vocal about the fact that we've been taken in a different direction due to almost last minute choices. What do you think of his reasons why he said no?
Okay. When you think about, because you can't really pay attention to what they said before the wedding.
No.
And these lines where they say, I'm so looking forward to getting married. Like, y'all, all that's bullshit. You can't believe any of it. But you can look back and what's happened in the season. And I do feel like when you think about what's been going on in the season, the way they edited it is he would say something. She would say, well, no, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to go to California, whatever. And you would just see his face. You didn't really hear a lot of his responses. We got a little bit. So I'm going to answer your question in two ways.
Yeah.
One, I think the editing showed us this could happen. We just didn't think it because we were kind of blindsided.
We were waiting for her to say no.
We were waiting for her to
say no. It's been fun.
So I feel like the editing makes sense. I think they're not. It gives me hope for the finale that they're not doing to us what they did for season two.
It's not like season two. Season two was a bait and switch, and I'm still angry.
And when he said that line, he said this on the wedding. He said, "I wish there was." I can't even find my notes. Literally, just look like a serial killer because I was just writing fragments because I was so overwhelmed. At one point, I just drew a circle that just said, "What?"
It's just like chalk. Yeah. stick figures.
Yeah, and, but when he said that line, something to the fact of, I wish there was a book or a checklist or something you could check, and it was so unemotional, that's where I kind of went, huh, that's not something
I heard that
someone
too.
Would say. So I think his reasonings make sense for SK, and I think they're very logical. What did you think?
I think she dodged a bullet. Okay. I think he would be very emotionally unavailable.
I agree. I think it'd be hard to be married to him. Yeah,
but in a weird way, I think she's emotionally unavailable. But we saw more of Raven in this episode than we'd ever seen.
I love Raven now. It made me love her.
I'm a stan from day one. See, she turned into to be a little bit more of a basic bitch than I thought she would be.
It's which, true.
She was talking about a fairy tale. Didn't love that.
But to see how, y'all, she cried during this entire thing.
Yeah.
And I watched this and I thought, this woman's never going to get even attempt to get married again after this.
Well, she said that. And I think I'm not to toot my own horn, because if I could toot my own horn, I wouldn't leave the house.
No.
But I did say, I think this is the kind of marriage that works for her. She's the kind of, like, this is the kind of partner she would want. And this is the kind of person that Love is Blind wasn't really invented for, but it's working, even because it's not as lovey-dovey romantic, but it's working for her.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was going to say, I was literally thinking, even seeing the last episode, I think she might say yes.
Yeah.
And I thought they were both going to say yes. What threw me is I think I was shocked that he, for his mother, who'd been pressuring him to get married.
You called it. She really laid it on this episode. You called it.
Yeah. His mother, she's basically telling me, I've been thinking when this is going to happen for forever.
He said on the phone, you've been calling me all the time and asking me when I'm going to get married.
This feels like a, to me, this feels like a little bit of a fuck you to his mom.
A little bit.
In some ways. And
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like,
Even when the mom was sitting there and mouthing, say I do, say I do, say I do, say I do.
Like trying to channel her voice into him.
Yes, to will him to say I do.
I don't know. I think this person, he needs to go to school. It was a bad idea for him thinking he could get married before school. It's a bad idea. He goes off.
You change a lot. People change a lot in grad school. And also, I don't know if he's gay per se. We talked about that last episode. But
gives me a vibe.
I'm thinking about, I don't know if it's gay, but I am thinking about this. I don't think he knows himself.
He doesn't. I agree.
I don't. And I think on paper, he knows himself. I think probably he admitted this episode that he's a perfectionist. And so
I could never see that.
But I just like to use his words more than ours. But
no, you're right.
So that's his words. But also, too, on top of that, I'm sure there's a lot of imposter syndrome and a lot of, we know his dad's dead, his dad's not there. And also just to take in the fact of what it is to be a dark-skinned black man in America and the expectations. Mm-hmm. I think that he, like we see in this episode, how much he, like you said, how much he wants to make his mother happy. And there has to be some resentment there in this.
I think we need to focus on what it's like being an African man even more than a dark-skinned man in America.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I wonder how much he identifies as being an American.
Yeah, that's true.
Because what he was trying to do, he even said, I want to make my, when he was, everything was about making my family proud. I want to do this for us, and I want to, and I think part of him thought, I honestly believe this, part of him thought he could say no, and they would just date for a while and learn to get to know each other like a normal couple would.
I think it's so unemotional for him. And so, again, he even said, like, he wants a textbook. He wants rules to follow everything. And that's the thing about relationship. There's really not rules. And
he's one of the most interesting people who's ever been on the show, for sure.
I disagree with you in that I think this show was perfectly designed for two people like SK and Raven, because it forces them into situation that they never would have put themselves in before, ever.
That's true. I think what I'm saying is not what the show usually gives us is the romantic ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And that's not what they did.
And I would actually argue that Love is Blind actually... The participants can make the show what they want it to be. If you want it to go in and you're talking to someone and you're able to look at a checklist, but when you have a wall between you, it's okay if you don't have this like emotional, visceral connection because you can't have it. So you can be very cerebral and talkative.
No, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you.
No, I know you agree with that. I'm just saying that. But it makes sense how this show could be perfect for that type of person.
The problem is we've never seen that before.
To find,
and this is the first time in three seasons.
No, yeah, that's why I think this is such a good season, because we're seeing different type of couples date in here than we're used to seeing.
But there's only a couple of details that I want to bring up about the wedding. And Raven says, "I'm ready to say yes." And he was the only person who made me cry in the pods. I'm taking that as a sign. Remember, y'all, the kissing fish. One of them died.
Yeah, she talked about that at the back. He gave her two fish. And
yes,
then she woke
we should have went with the signs.
Yes, we should have went with the signs.
And she keeps talking about she's getting her makeup done. Boy, and this queen who's putting on her makeup on is hot.
He's cute. He is cute.
And she's like, "I'm getting my fairy tale. I don't have my parents, but my friends are my family." She starts crying.
She's crying the whole time.
I think if she's in person in real life, I think she's a good hang. I think she and I would have a lot of good times together.
I think she's a good hang, but I think she doesn't let you get super close to her.
I would agree.
And so that's what I think. That's
I don't need
what,
to.
But I think a lot of these tears are coming from. I think she probably didn't voice, but I think a part of her was scared.
Oh, yeah.
What he was going to say, and scared, because am I going to look stupid? And I bet based off her reaction afterwards, she was so, quote, nice about it.
Oh,
and
then she walked away. Like crazy.
I think the anger and the resentment will come. I don't know if she's going to show that on the reunion, but I think it will come.
It's interesting the fact that his miscalculation, I think, because y'all, she's done. When you don't do that to Raven, they're not going to have a relationship after this. She's
done. It was
done.
Weird, though. She hugged him, though. She it hugged was, him and almost, but didn't you find out that she almost hugged him and consoled him?
It was for appearances.
Like, I love you. I love you, too.
I'm going to go the other way. That was for her grace. And people would say, look how graceful she is.
Possibly.
What it was for me.
I
think she was boiling inside.
What is so good about this arc is Raven became someone we didn't think she could ever be.
That is true.
And that's why, so I don't want to, like, I think that could be Grace's, but maybe they could be. It's left me as an audience member saying, maybe she would be with him. I don't know who Raven is anymore, because this is not, he brought out somebody different.
I don't think we ever knew who she was. We got she was probably the most carefully edited person.
And she was very guarded.
With the exception of the other person who I think has been very edited and curated for us is Alexa.
Agreed.
And so that makes me a little worried.
Did you see the next week on?
Yes, and I guarantee you that's going to be the last. It's going to be Alexa Brennan or Zenobin Cole is the last wedding. And I don't know. I'm going to need
Brennan did not look good.
I'm going to need someone with some paddles next to me to not normally paddles, not fraternity paddles, which I also enjoy. Something to bring shock me back to life.
We might have to just plan on watching the finale together and then doing the podcast right afterwards. Maybe. It's probably going to have to be the way it has to go.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
So he's putting on his Agbada, and the mom is there, and he says, I still think this might have been a dig at his mom, where she's like, every time I'm on the phone with you, you ask me, when am I getting married? Blah, yep. blah, blah. This wasn't a traditional marriage, and this worked for me. And I still, the fact that he misunderstands her so much that he thinks she will stay with him after this, because it would make sense in an analytical way for her to keep, because they build a connection. Not when you do this to Raven. I guarantee you they're not together.
No, I don't think. Yeah. Yeah.
But later on, did you notice? This is a different dress. Same silhouette. Different dress.
Yep. It's same silhouette, different dress. My problem with the dress is the headpiece and veil don't match the same color of the dress, and it drives me crazy.
I think it's because these things were not made together and they were pieced together, because we were trying to piece cultures together and it didn't.
But it looks beautiful. Like the dress she looks beautiful in, I liked it way better than Nancy's. And the headpiece was beautiful on her. I just wish it
Nancy's
was the same color.
It was so basic.
It didn't fit her well either.
It made her look fat.
It made
and
her look
not.
Short. And it made her boobs look terrible.
Yeah.
It was not a good dress at all.
Yeah. It's.
It wasn't fitted for her well.
How do they let people get away with these fits on television?
I don't know, Poodle. I'm not a producer. I don't know.
Like, because she, like, it. You could see her middle around it.
It was not good.
You're a costumer should make you, or just a dressmaker, any alterations, that should make it look like you don't have to look like that.
No, that's true. Her makeup was flawless. Oh, I love the
gorgeous
red lip on her.
She looked short and she looked pudgy. And and she hasn't looked that way the whole season.
She's looked so much better the entire season. Agreed. Raven, though, except for the mismatch, though, she looked beautiful. And the fact that it was
God,
SK's
the makeup
mom
was
that
immaculate.
Put it on, yeah, I know. And the fact that SK's mom is the one that came and put it on her, and you had this feeling like Raven's alluded that she's never really been close to her mom, I don't think.
Yeah, she's so basically,
And so when I'm watching this, I'm going, oh, does Raven want a family too?
Yeah.
She's
made her friends her chosen family, so she's used to creating her family.
So it made me like, is she not just in love with SK, but is it like the mom, the brother, what she would like.
Well, yeah, it's all theoretical in her head. If he would have said yes, she would have gotten tired of him within 2 years, probably before. I think, especially him being gone, because out of sight, out of mind for her. Trust me, we know our own. I can speak for that.
Yeah, she's got her. She's got her own ways, y'all.
So, SK, she's basically saying that she walks down the aisle.
She can't stop giggling. She's like giggling happy the whole time.
I love all the elements of, like with Nancy and Bartiz's wedding, they had mariachi and they had the Yoruba drummers in this. And the last time before Shake and Deep T's wedding, they had Indian music. And I love those touches. I love how they're starting to do that more on this show.
Well, the reason why I think there's a lot of imposter syndrome with SK is I want to talk about the vows, because SK's vow.
I'm glad you brought this up. Yeah.
He said like in his vows, like, you make me feel like a champion. And it's this idea almost that he won. And that's where I feel a little bit of a queer allegory in that. Like, you succeeded in life. Because y'all, when you're hiding something, I'm not saying he's gay, but there's something he's not telling us, because when you feel, he's like, look, I showed everybody I can do this.
No, it feels that way to me. It feels like, look, I became a real boy. I became a real man.
I'm a real man now. I did the manly thing. Whereas Raven's vows were,
oh my God,
really beautiful and really heartfelt and really this kind of like, you've made me feel this way. You are this to me. It was so.
That's when I knew she was going to say yes. I knew.
As soon as she was giggling, walking up and giggling, I went, oh, she's going to say yes. She wouldn't be giggling if she's.
And it was the last thing I expected when they went to him first And he said,
I do not. I went,
I know.
I gasped.
You sounded like Captain Sandy's friend Buffers. That's the sea lion that stowed away on Motor Yacht Home. Buffers,
I mean,
the sea lion.
When I, like a howler monkey, I was so...
I went... I know.
It's going to be a where were you when? Where were you when SK said, I do not? Because it was that shocking to me.
And you can trace it a little bit back, like you pointed out, but... It was, if I was an odds maker and seeing us for the rest of the rest of the season, Raven saying no would have been a lot higher up on my odds.
It was the thing we were banking on the most. And as always, Love is Blind reminds Poodle and I
blame the editing
that we were wrong.
Nope. It's deceptive editing.
No, this was not deceptive editing for this. We were wrong.
Maybe
we know nothing of love.
That's true. I don't know true. Nothing about no love.
We don't know nothing about no love, y'all.
So he says, I do not. The mother crumbles like her face.
A day, right? A day, that's
a day.
Name.
Yeah, or a day.
She just goes. like
she might as well have turned to dust at that point.
I thought it looked like the first time someone in Game of Thrones saw a White Walker. She just went.
And then. One of the reasons why you said that she was conciliatory, I think this was when you don't want to look weak, you do the exact opposite. And that, especially with someone like Raven.
That is something out of a Mar book. You do not let them see you sweat. I am that way too.
She immediately says it's okay. Because the thing to do when someone has completely harmed you is to almost to show them that, you know what, it's okay because you really didn't, but you are not going to get the best of me. It's a little adversarial at the same. Now, it could have been coming out of a well-meaning feeling for her because she's probably her outward feelings are so pushed down, or her actual inner feelings are so pushed down. Right now, all she can do in that moment
she's in shock too.
Well, that is true. Is on to the next thing, on to the next thing. And she even said, so I'm going to walk down the aisle now.
Yeah.
And she, y'all, it's survivor. What you're in the survival mode. Your ego has to survive.
I mean, SK did the right thing for himself where he said, I think it's not about her being flexible, moving to California with me. I agree. If I married someone, if I was going to grad school, I would want them to like at least part way want to move with me, because she was kind of, she was very much like, I have my life. I don't want to change my life at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect someone to get up and move, but at least to be like, hey, I'm going to try. Like, so.
I get that. I wonder what moment he decided, because he has been extremely accommodating the entire time with her.
That's what I was saying. We didn't see that.
What
in editing.
Moment?
We never saw his responses.
And the editing, especially in the earlier episodes, made him seem very compliant to whatever she wanted.
That's what I said. That if you go back and think about it, we never saw. It would always be this kind of question, like, "Well, I don't know. Well, hopefully she can adapt, or we can talk about it later." And then cut to the next person, next couple.
But he says, "It is." He said it's unique instead of circumstances. And today, he said today's not the best time.
He does act like he wants to be with her.
Right. But I'm saying, how naive of him thinking you can stand a woman up on her wedding day and thinking, yeah, it's just like, I'd be like Raven. I'm like, I'm never getting married again.
And so Raven goes back into her little bridal chambers, and then the mom shows up and she's, y'all, this woman is just crushed. I mean, just beyond. This woman's like, I love you. I like you so much. I wanted this to happen. I don't know what. Even she's like, I don't know what's going on with my son. And Raven is crying, saying, it's okay. It's okay.
She's comforting the mom.
The mom even walks out kind of just shell-shocked, like she was just like her home was bombed or something. Just like, I don't just wondering
everything.
Around. Like she is completely off out of
did
it.
Did you hear his reasons though? And these, if these are
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com. True.
These are two things that we did not see in the editing. He said, I love Raven, but I'd feel bad about continuing when there are so many other factors to consider. I still have a big issue with the fact that I've never, and my family have not met her family. And she was clear on this. What else do you want me to do?
No, I think it was in the editing, though. We just saw them had that kind of weird conversation. And he did say family is important to me.
But they reconciled it, it seemed like.
You know what? They didn't. Think about it and go watch it. They never reconciled that scene.
Maybe you're right.
They kind of left that scene. Remember, it was the super dramatic music.
Right.
And they left it up in the air. And they never reconciled that. The same way they never reconciled what they were going to do about California. They had the conversation with the friends about it. And then that's the last thing time we've ever talked about it.
He then said, I'd rather lose her than being a marriage with her. When there would be other shortcomings. That is the most analytical way
it's very
of
analytical.
Explaining. And I was like, she dodged a bullet.
Well, she's look
for her.
I think it would be hard to be, she's just so emotional, but maybe they balanced each other in that way. But he's just not very emotional to an inhibiting quality.
Yeah.
To a fault. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, yikes.
But
so she just, y'all, she just goes out with her umbrella.
Umbrella.
What a great shot.
And she said,
and we hear that she was planning on saying yes.
And she's just like, I need to lay down. And she lays down on the bed and then blackout.
If she wants to be a reality star, this is a really great springboard for her. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
She's kind of a private person, so she may have gotten her fill.
Maybe.
I think.
I could see her. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Do we talk about Bartice and Nancy?
Yeah, I think if we're talking about the bachelor and bachelorette parties, there's not much that Nancy just basically said, like, she knows her answer. She loves him. Bartice, she feels like it's changed. That was kind of her response. I went,
what? What has he changed from? He changed his underwear?
And Bartice basically, he's talking to his friend Joseph and is like, I'm scared, but in a good way. And he said, he said, I am more attracted to her than I was at the beginning of the pods. And he said, you know, our families had that negative reaction and that's bad, but I think I can live with that. He's like, because it's just so fucking real, dude. It's fucking real.
God, I hate the way he talks.
It's not very,
It's well, it's not even bro-y. It's just so unimaginative.
It's very unimaginative. And, that's a great word for it.
It's just, he has no... There's no curiosity to him at all.
There's not a lot of curiosity. I think that, which is, there's not a lot of curiosity. There's not a lot of curiosity to him, and there's not a lot of, doesn't feel like there's curiosity or even a lot of imagination.
No. So are we to the wedding?
So that's it. I summed it up. Let's just talk about the wedding, and then we'll talk about the couples.
So, and when Nancy's going through it and she's talking to her family and I'm like, oh, she's going to say yes. Fuck,
by the way,
she's going to say yes.
They got better venues this season.
This was the same venue.
It was.
They both had the same venue.
But they redecorated different. And both times it looked gorgeous.
Yeah. I think this was the best one. Much better than last season.
Yeah.
A lot better than the first season. So let's Bartice is basically saying, oh, I know what I'm about. Why do these friends not look like his real friends? Or they looked like people who he went to high school with and he was their bully.
I'll tell you this. Bartice wants to be the best looking guy in the room.
I guess, but
I think he does.
They just didn't, these friends didn't look like, I don't know.
It did look like Gaston with like three LeFous.
Yeah. They didn't look like, because usually your friend group needs to be kind of similar to you.
I mean, I don't know. All my friends, all like my little like four gay friends, they're all fucking gorgeous. And I'm just kind of sitting there like that baseball, like that one lesbian baseball player from A League of Their Own. What is the song she sings at the karaoke? What does she sing on the fucking karaoke?
Marla Hooch.
I'm just sitting over there like Marla Hooch going, you're just too good to be true. Singing in the corner and they're off like doing porn.
I guess I'm thinking it just didn't feel like an organic friend group either. It just felt weird, but I don't think many things about him feel organic to me.
I agree.
It felt that way the first episode when I said he was just kind of being fake. Production. Yeah.
Bartice seems very curated.
Yeah. He's still saying things like, I don't know, guys. Like his ex, I found out his ex is her interest involved in two of her houses and the whole abortion thing. You know, that abortion that I had like 4 months ago.
Stop talking about the abortion.
And my family had such a negative response. They wouldn't have if you wouldn't have brought up abortion. The first time you met her. You fucking piece of shit. Oh, God. I still can't get over that. Anyway, her mom is coming in. Her mom looks really pretty.
Edie. Love her. Or Eddie, I think.
Then... I don't know what
when the mom reminds her, she's like, look, girl, I'm always a phone call away. So you need me to take something. She's like, I'm not gonna cry right now, but you're my only daughter. And she basically says, because she knows she's on camera, but she's like, I will take a bitch out.
I wrote down again, who would have ever, this is more direct to me, who would have ever thought that I would fall in love with Nancy? Shitty as I was to her.
You were really shitty. You were just terrible.
And now you like Raven.
I always liked Raven. I always
no, you didn't. You called her horrible.
I didn't. I don't remember that.
You did.
No, never.
I admit when I was
never
incorrect.
Incorrect.
No, I'm a big Nancy fan now.
I said earlier, I love Raven. I love Raven. So
I would have never imagined I would like Nancy.
It was. No, I agree. And it's she, and then her dad shows up with her stepmom, and her dad gives like this really like beautiful speech to her, kind of like, well, it's about this has to be. He actually says this is stepping into reality, not a fairy tale. And she's like, I know, that's how I'm seeing it. Y'all, Bartie says, no, daddy ain't going to be happy either.
What's interesting is this was the first time we actually saw someone speaking in a different language on Love is Blind. Because they were speaking Spanish.
I guess it is, yeah. Go ahead, sorry. I thought you were done.
No, that I was going to talk about the gift bag that she gave him.
That was the most
thoughtful fucking thing in the world. I would go to pieces if someone did that for
me. So this is what I'm asking, y'all, because we don't know. The episode ends with Nancy says, I do, and Barty says, blackout. Again, I knew they were going to do it.
Me too.
But I kept looking at the time and seeing there was 3 minutes left, but I forgot they were going to show us I forgot, and I went, are they going to do it?
No, I knew they were going to fuck me. I knew it.
What did you think, y'all? Bartice goes to pieces.
He does.
And I'm watching him sob, and all I can think of for me.
Not really sobbing. He's crying.
No, but he couldn't stop crying. And all I kept thinking of, this is someone who knows he's about to break someone's heart.
Did you get that?
Okay. Yeah. That's what I got from this.
Now, if he says yes, it'll be a different reason. But the things, y'all, she gave him things like a lint roller, the fact that he didn't bring toothpaste, very Bartiz, so she gave them hers. He didn't bring vitamins. He took her women's formula. And the fact that she's been like a mom to him through their whole, and that's what she wants. She wants to, so I kind of understand why she said yes. And he keeps saying things like, it feels so big. It feels so, such a, like a big moment. And I'm like, you're not ready.
Well,
because you're 25.
Because he's 25. We don't even know if he's even lived with someone before. So he's also overwhelmed
by. No, he says, I've never lived with a girl.
When you're in a relationship and you've lived with someone, it is like you, and then you're not. It's you do miss those little things, like your partner makes you a cup of coffee or yada da da da. And so the fact that I felt like when he was doing this, he thought, I'm gonna miss these little things. I'm gonna miss these little things that someone did for me every day. That's not gonna be there.
And then he gave her a gift. It was just a shot
and a letter. Yeah, it's saying, "Let's do the damn thing."
Yeah. I would have been like, wait, I did all that. I shopped. I went to Rite Aid right before I came and gave you a gift bag.
I mean,
and you gave me a shot.
Different love languages. Gift givings, I guess, not his.
I agree. I'm just thinking how much thought she put into it.
Yeah.
So I will say, y'all, he looks. I've complained about white tuxes before, especially on white people, on white men. It's not only that, he looks really good. It's the details. So it's not like a waiter white tux.
No, I like a maitre d'.
The bow tie has details. There's very important details on the vest. Like there's been thought to it.
You should get married in red. I think you would look pretty in a red jacket.
I would look good in a red tux or red dress. Velvet.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something in red.
That's already my number. Boy, it's all a good red dress is a good way to kill someone, too, right after the ceremony.
You can't see the blood.
I know. Ugh. Don't even have to clean it off the dress.
Y'all, I remember the first time I played that Lori Morgan song, I'm looking for something in red, and Poodle was breathless.
And I went, I'm going to have 4 costume changes. And we did.
We did.
If you don't know the song, she talks about all the different dresses she has.
It's about the stages of falling in love with someone.
And I went off stage and changed quickly into a new dress, a tearaway dress, each time.
And your original costume was Captain Hook talking about how he's in love with Peter Pan. We can process that later. But that's a, if you want to know what happens in Cabaret, y'all, that's the kind of shit that happens. We didn't realize till after the show, someone said, isn't Peter Pan underage? And we went, oh.
We didn't he's, no, you know what I said? He's ageless. And I said, they have a filial love. They're like brothers.
We need to move on.
It's weird. So, I love, like I said before, I loved the mariachi.
I did too.
I loved the mom talking to him, saying, "From the moment you were born, I was proud of you. Boy, you have some selective eyes, but that's great."
She says, "Whatever you decide to do, I will support you and be behind you the rest of your life." He's Nancy's, starting to weep again.
Yeah, Nancy's brothers are side eyeing the fuck out of him
because he might be crying because I don't if he's gonna he's either crying because he knows he's gonna break her heart or tonight's his last night on the earth.
I also had a problem with the solo violin player playing the Pacabel canon, but then I became okay with it.
Go ahead and just tell us your journey of how it got that
way. Well, when I first started, I'm thinking you couldn't have sprang for a string quartet Netflix, only a violin.
Yeah.
But then I kind of got into it just because if you're going to do that piece, Pacabel canon, which is the ultimate wedding piece, Google it, y'all. It's the canon in D by Johann Pachelbel. You'll find it. But you're like, oh, I heard this at my cousin's wedding. Oh, this was at my wedding.
It's at every wedding.
It's at every wedding. You learn it. And so her dad's walking down the aisle. Nancy says it was easy to see who you were. Her vows were really sweet. It was easy to see who you were through the wall, and your energy radiated through the wall.
But the way they did it, like she was talking and then he would kind of respond back to her and then he did his vows and she responded back. It felt like they were both having a conversation and not a formal vow. Did.
He should not have said anything. I agree.
But then she said something too. And I wanted to be like, just listen to one another. I did not like either of their vows, if I'm honest.
I thought something was sweet. Anyway, y'all, Nancy says I do. And
when I said I do. Sorry, it's a Mark Chestnut song.
How many country songs are there written just for weddings?
So
many.
I sang a lot of them because what I do, that's with, what is his wife? God, I loved her. Mark Chestnut's wife. No, not, I'm thinking of somebody else. No, Clint Black sang that song. Clint Black.
With Lisa Hartman Black.
Yes, I love Lisa Hartman Black. Clint Black. Oh, I remember that once. I remember well the day we went. Oh, that's a beautiful song. Beautiful.
They were on The Masked Singer one year.
What?
Yes, as like these two birds.
Oh, they're lovebirds.
Yeah.
I would love that.
I've asked you to watch the show. Now, the problem with The Masked Singer, y'all, is they've gone through all their big stars. And now it's kind of like, ladies and gentlemen, let's say, like, ladies and gentlemen, Mindy Cohn.
Oh.
And like, it's Susan and I make fun of when they say, I know who this is. This is a legend, Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters. And I was like, no one knew Ruth
Pointer. No one knows Ruth Pointer.
But yeah, they last season they had Rudy Giuliani on, and like people lost their minds.
Honestly, after I saw that, any thought of me wanting to watch
the
show,
I agree.
I can't watch that. I'm sorry. It's not political, y'all. He's an insurrectionist. Nope.
No, he's plotted against the government.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't. Sorry, not watching you.
Well, the judges, two of the judges walked off.
Good.
Yeah.
They should have.
Jenny McCarthy stayed, of course.
Yeah.
So let's move on.
We have to talk about the rest of the episode. Yes,
that's
done.
What I mean. No, we're not. Okay. I'm just going to book report this really fast. The ladies,
and Zenob, they make up. We need to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, at the very beginning.
Because she's like, she walked out. Now, we did get some more context. Because remember, you said he was being an asshole for saying she was bipolar. And I said, I think so, but we don't know if that meant a real. Now we know he was being mean and being an asshole. And just saying that, I was like, that's a dick thing. So I agree with you. That's a horrible thing to say.
Definitely.
But didn't you see, like, he was talking to her and he was trying to make sense with her and get her to understand him. And did you hear how she kept saying, I feel like you're done. I feel like you're done. And I went, he hasn't said that at all.
She is doing everything but begging him to dump her.
Yes. She is self-sabotaging. And I think what's going to happen, he might say yes and she'll say no and blame him for the reason she said no.
That is the worst possible outcome, but it's looking like it's the most obvious one to me.
They're the ones that I don't know. I don't think either of them are going to say I do, but I have no idea of who's going to say I don't.
I agree.
None.
I could imagine a scenario where both of them did it.
Yes. I can see that too.
Yeah.
If they get married, I'm calling the head of Netflix.
No, if they get married, I'm just going to watch going, ugh.
They'll be divorced by the reunion.
Yeah. I think for them to make it work, it would take intense couples counseling and then probably a lot of individual counseling for both of them.
Yeah, I think for Zenob, a lot of couples counseling because individual can sometimes individual therapy. It's great. Obviously, BetterHelp, y'all use our discount code. But if you're especially in a relationship with someone or even a business partnership or whatever, yes, you can get perspective when you're by yourself. But sometimes your own therapist is always going to be on your side.
Right. So you think
validating your experience. But sometimes our experiences, as we see with Zenob, her experience that she is reporting to her therapist is not going to be. Like, I remember this is
therapy would make her even individual therapy would make her almost weaponize it on him.
Yes. Like, yeah, I can say this because it's been forever ago and I'm past all the guidelines. But I remember this was like my first couple that I did couples counseling with. And the woman talked about, she kind of had a Zenob vibe. She talked about she was nagging a lot and saying how the guy had to get his shit together and he was being a loser and all this stuff. And then I had individual therapy sessions because you have to do that to assess like if there's a domestic violence or anything like that. And she and her individual session, you always wonder when I see them individually, are they same? Did they show up as the same person? And she did. And just talking about him, didn't talk anything about herself.
Yeah.
Whereas he opened up and talked about himself and told me that. And she didn't want to pay for therapy. She wanted to get it for free. And he was saying, basically said, he like handed me $40 in cash and said.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Take this or at least donate it to the center. He said, she's making money. She's just making money as a sex worker. And she doesn't want to talk about it. And other than that, I'm paying for the bills. And I honestly, putting it together, I believed him. So this idea of what someone puts out there, that's why they need to be in like couples therapy.
Just to basically the ones, you weren't judging her for being that. You were saying
not at all
that she was trying to get it for free.
I was not even judging her. It's because I wasn't judging anybody who was a client. Not that I practice now, but it was, I do want someone, I hope that they're able to give me an authentic truth with me, but I don't think Zenma can give that. She can't kind of have, it's like, what do you think? It's not an awareness. She's aware in some ways, but she doesn't know she's putting this out there. Like when she said to him, she said, I can't convince you of all the reasons why you should marry me. I'm like, told you.
She sees everything as in an adversarial manner. Yeah. And everything in it, she's still in a, I talked about this, she's in a survival mode.
Yeah.
Of where
for years.
Yeah. For her ego to survive in a good way, for her ego to survive, she has to behave this way. And she doesn't realize that all the things she'd done to protect herself as a child and not grieve too much, they're hurting her now.
They're not working.
Yeah.
When Cole said, I just want to, you know, and we can move on with them, but unless you have something else. But when Cole said, I love you, but sometimes I hate you a little bit too. And I went, just wait, that will grow.
That broke my heart that hurt him to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because he really feels bullied by her.
Yeah.
And that without saying that, because that's what it's obvious when he's like, you make me feel inferior.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, God, that's just, ugh. It's if they Good wind luck. Up staying together. Yeah. I just don't know.
So let's talk about the bachelorette and bachelor parties. There's not that much.
I liked it when, I don't know who said that. I think one of the women said, strippers, and the guy went, I'm not a stripper.
Oh, the guy, this was at the guys just giving them drinks. Yeah, and stuff. Yeah. Okay.
I think it was Alexa, like, what if I've learned about a stripper? He's like, I'm not a stripper. I'm like, good for you, model.
Yeah, there's always that uppity model who's serving shots, who acts like they're better than everybody else.
No, and I just like that saying, I'm not a stripper.
I wrote, honey, you're a stripper. Just own it.
I would say, to me, I would say there ain't nothing wrong being a stripper.
There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, golly, I've never been to La Bear, but I should go. Those strippers
are
hot.
Are men allowed?
I don't think they are allowed.
Yeah.
I would be very hesitant to go to La Bear. I know men can go to Magic Mike in Vegas. And y'all, when we do our Vegas show, if you don't think Jake and I are going to Magic
Mike.
Oh, we're going. That was better.
So the boys do a rodeo, y'all, and it's a calf scramble. And all these cowboy hats are hot.
I can't believe Matt's never worn a cowboy hat. Pew,
pew, pew, that pew. Was weird.
That was weird. Thank you.
Pew, 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 pew. I'm not here. I'm competitive. Pew, 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 pew. Car tooting. When Cole... What was that moment?
Oh, no.
Did Cole dick slap Bartice at one moment?
I don't think so, and I would want to see that, but I don't think that happened.
I think must have missed that. One of our listeners wrote in saying, what'd you think when Cole dick slapped Bartice?
But our listeners haven't seen this episode yet.
Today it was released.
Oh, it was released today. Yeah, that's true.
I must have missed that.
I missed that. They said during the rodeo?
Sounds like a secret scene.
Y'all, give us a time code on that one. I missed that.
But Cole does get the thing from the kid. This looks hard because those cows are fast.
Oh, it looks very difficult. And again, it just shows the fact that SK doesn't want to get in there. That's a sign. He's not going to be fun in life, Raven. I agree. She dodged a bullet.
I think
it's just chasing a cow in a row. You're not getting a buck
in
Bronco.
Even me, who's a huge snob, I would do the calf scramble.
Yeah.
Also, if I was on television, I would not want to be thought of as a stick in the mud.
What did you think when Cole won and then ripped his shirt off and asked everyone, are they not entertained?
Had to excuse myself to an interior room. He's too skinny for me, but he is so attractive.
Yeah, you would be too scared to get on top because you'd be worried about pulling the Jenny and hurting his stomach.
Distending his navel. Yeah, I think I'd have to stay under him.
Yeah, I would too.
I would never want to like act like I would never want to ride him and then see him act like he's having problems breathing.
Yeah. Boy.
That would hurt. That would hurt.
That happened once and I'll never do it again.
You're like, you're turning blue.
I heard, girl, me. I went, oh, you're getting off. Girl, oh, you're getting off. Get off me. Oh, okay.
You're just too good to be true.
Just staying in the corner.
I think you need to go home now.
All right, Miss Hooch, I'm going home.
we need to do a sketch where you're Marla Hooch.
You know what?
I'd be Lori Petty.
You are Lori
Petty. The
dykey
one.
Yeah. You are Lori Petty.
Yeah.
Is she out?
I think we've talked about this. We just cycle on to the next, the same four topics.
She is out. I've heard that the show, I think on Amazon, of A League of Their Own is very, very queer.
It's very queer, yeah.
And I think I'm supposed to be more historically accurate to like the actual people's lives. Because, you know, Penny Marshall told Rosie O'Donnell in that movie, Rosie O'Donnell talking about Penny Marshall said, Rosie, don't be so gay. She told her that once. And Rosie was like, but this woman is gay. And she was like, that's fine. Just don't play it that way.
Rosie, don't be so gay.
I wish I could see it.
That's funny.
Well, y'all, because they just did like the 30th anniversary of that movie. And there actually was... So a sissy sent it to me.
I can't imagine Rosie not being gay.
It's with Houston Public Media, which is a part of the University of Houston, and they did it through NPR. But basically, Marla Hooch, that actor, Megan Kavanaugh, is from Houston, and they did a great interview with her, and she talks a lot about that. So if you're interested in that movie, just Google Marla Hooch interview and check it out.
Oh, my God.
What?
Lori Petty dated David Alan Greer.
What?
No, she was... And Gregory Hines.
What?
Apparently, I don't know. There's an absence of dating. She was linked to David Alan Greer during the 90s. And I don't know what we're seeing Gregory Hines.
Wow.
Maybe this is a ridiculous article, but have lots of lesbian roles.
This didn't know, but this is also from a website called Crossover 99. So I don't even know what the fuck that means. You know what? We need to move on. We'll let Sissy Mary or someone else do the research.
You're looking at the website that calls, is Lori Petty gay? No more about her life.
Yeah, we've got to move on. Even I'm... Okay, so
I think it proves our point that this article is saying, is she a lesbian?
Nobody knows. Okay, so Colleen basically says, when we're talking about Colleen and Matt, we talked about Raven already, and Colleen and Matt says, you know, we were really good. Every time I tell Matt that I need more, he gets upset that I feel that way. I'm glad that she recognizes that that's the way he's being.
And that's a problem.
And Alexa's just like, some guys are stupid as fuck. And Raven even says, I feel like, because Colleen said, you know, I told him, I feel like I would take a bullet for you and you would not for me. And Raven says, that's a red flag if a guy. And so they kind of lead us to think that Colleen might say no. Whereas Matt is talking to Reed and he admits to his hot friend Reed that he's taking things out of proportion. And he, you know, and Reed says, and I know you've gone through this before, and this is what I was talking about, Matt. Do you see the anger that flashes on his face? And he goes, and she fucking played me.
Oh,
and
yeah, he's got anger issues.
You have got to get out of that, dude.
He hasn't, here's the thing. He hasn't fully processed his anger against his ex.
And he's weaponizing it and taking it out on Colleen.
He hasn't let go.
Nothing to do with that, y'all.
Go
ahead. I was just going to say, if your ex keeps bringing up their past relationship, that's not about you, y'all. That just means they're not ready for you.
And it also means that it means they're not ready for you. And it means that, sadly, you're going to be the stand-in for everything they hate about that ex.
Yes.
And you need to, unfortunately.
Get out. Maybe you can be with them at a later time when they actually when get they, the fuck over it.
When they've gotten over that anger and realize that not all women are out to play you. She played me.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a... I really hope she says no.
I hope she says too.
I really do. I've rarely hoped a member of a couple on this show would say no.
Well, it just reminds you,
except for Nancy.
Yeah, except for Nancy. Reed was not ready for this experiment.
Who's Reed?
I'm sorry.
Matt.
Matt was not ready for this experiment. And Reed kind of convinces and says, but you're happy, man, and you love her. And Matt, you see kind of, again, the editing doesn't really tell us where Matt resolves on this. So.
I wanted to say, where they're talking about, Zenob is talking at the pool party. And she's like, I still can't meet his parents. I'm very upset. And they say she's then the parents, we do hear this, which we had not heard. She's not the type of girl we'd see you with. And which makes me think, is it because she's not a white girl?
What Alexa said, because Alexa said, did they follow you on Instagram? And Zenob said, yeah, they do. And Alexa, I honestly think that she's right in calling out. I think there could be some racial shit under this.
Yep. Especially the fact they said that and they follow her on Instagram, not because they like her. They follow her because they want to keep tabs on her.
Yeah.
That's why you do that.
Yeah. When she
said, I follow my exes on Instagram. I don't like them. I just need to see they're not dating anyone hotter than me. You all do it. You all do it.
Wow.
I'm just speaking truth. You all do it.
Wow. That was a confession.
I guarantee you, I am not the only one.
Alexa and Brennan. What? So where do you think with the way they left them?
I don't know. I think they're fine. What we're getting into now.
I think they are too. I feel like they kind of
we're the best. We got deep on day three, you know.
I feel like they did this with Cameron and Lauren. Remember, they like had no problems. And then the second to the last episode, they tried to get us. And then the last episode of the wedding day, they tried to get them and act like they were all stressed out.
Yeah.
I don't. If one of them says no, then I don't believe in love.
No, I told you I'm going to go sit in the lobby of Netflix until the president of Netflix apologizes to me personally.
Excuse me, sir. You've been here 3 hours. Why are you here? I am here for an apology.
And I will wear a self-righteous hat. I will go down there and sit there until, I can see the guy saying, sir, I had nothing to do with this programming. I need an apology. No, I will be very upset. It will be that I will call a failure of editing.
I agree. Very much so.
So, and I think we need one couple. We need one couple that it's okay that kind of tracked the whole time.
So where are we now? Who do we think? We've got, this is our final decision before we see the finale. Who's going to make it? Who's going to say what? We can change any of our opinions.
Okay.
Now we're all, I don't know about you. I was feeling really sure. And now after SK, I'm shaking.
No, I am floating in midair. I don't even know where the ground is.
Same. So
take none of this with as the gospel, y'all. We know nothing.
Nancy Bartiz.
I think he's going to say, she said yes. I think he's going to say yes.
I think he's going to say no.
Okay.
So who knows? Okay. Alexa and Brennan.
They both better say yes. They both.
I have to say, I'm not going to say what I think. I'm saying what has to happen. They both have to say yes.
They better.
Okay.
I'm gonna find you both on Instagram.
Oh, God. Okay, Colleen and Matt.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's say what do we think would happen and what should happen.
Okay. What are we? What are you?
I'm changing the rules.
Calling him now. What do you think will happen?
I think he will say yes. Oh God, I hope she says no. I think I'm afraid she might say yes.
Okay, so you're worried they're both say. I feel like.
I think they might both say yes.
I actually think she could say yes, and he'll say no. He'll doubt it.
Interesting, huh?
I don't know.
That will kill her.
It will kill her. But I hope she says no, and he says yes.
Yeah.
That's what I hope.
The real test.
The real
test. Cole Zenob.
I hope actually, because I like both of them as people, I hope they both say no.
I hope that there's a big meteor that comes that we never have to know.
And we never
what
have
either
to
one
know.
Of them said.
So, but
just
what
takes
we,
takes them both out. Although he's you, really pretty, I'd have
he's
sex
gorgeous.
With him.
Yeah. What do we think will happen though?
I feel in my bones, but with this editing, I don't know. It's very frustrating. I feel he's going to say yes and she's going to say no.
That's what I feel too, actually. Yeah. So we'll be wrong.
Yeah.
But that's what I feel.
I've stopped feeling bad about this because honestly, it could go either way.
I'm not putting the money on
like
us.
Me
in
college,
well.
It could go either way.
It could go either way. Yes. There goes either way.
Girl, boy, anything in between, boys. Boys.
All right, y'all. That is it. We're going to see y'all one last time for the finale of Love is
Blind. I don't know.
Blind.
Maybe there'll be a reunion.
Well, but the reunion. There'll be a reunion for sure. But I mean, one last time at least. We will cover the reunion. But reunions are always kind of a shorter. Although we talked a lot about the reunion last year.
Oh, yeah. With Shayna.
Shay fucking comp. Yeah. So who knows? All right, everybody. Let us know on this post, y'all. Who do you think? Put in the comments on Patreon. Tweet us. Instagram us. Well, tweet us for now, y'all. We don't know how much longer we're going to be
on Twitter.
We
don't know how long we are for the Twitter world.
Probably
the
not
Twitterverse.
That long. But Instagram
for the Elonverse.
We're going to put we'll put a post out on our Instagram of saying, like, who do you think?
What do you
think? Who should I do? Put on the comments of the Instagram. Let us know in our Facebook group, public or in the private group, the Sissy Squad.
This has been a really good season. I was gooped. This
season.
Is my first gooping.
Yeah.
This season, I was quite gooped and gagged.
So, Poodle, it begs us to ask the question, if you are standing at the altar with a fraternity brother about to marry you, who probably isn't a real preacher,
no.
Suddenly you see a meteor just hurling down from the sky, about to crash you and all your loved ones, what do you look up at that meteor and what do you say to it?
Is love blind?